Actually, Mark Zuckerberg could probably get Stevie Wonder to come and play at his own birthday celebration. But happy birthday to Mark Zuckerberg, 28 years old today. The Facebook is expected to start selling stock to the public this Friday. Not exactly birthday, but plenty of gifts. The company might be worth $100 billion, and there's rumors swirling that the IPO is already oversubscribed. But amid all the hysteria, the anticipation, there's a lot of doubt among investors about the CEO, Mark Zuckerberg, 28 years old, half the age of most Fortune 500 CEOs, and famous for his jeans, his hoodies, and sneakers. Can he run this public company worth tens of billions of dollars? We're joined now by Henry Blodgett, CEO and editor-in-chief of Business Insider, and Douglas Rushkoff, author of Program or Be Programmed, 10 Commands for a Digital Age. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you.
Hey, good to be with you.
Doug, Mark Zuckerberg has really kind of, much like, say, Steve Jobs, he played off his own identity, his own personality. How well does that kind of management style translate into running a public company?
Well, if Steve Jobs is any example, it works a whole lot better 10 years later.
When you're 38.
Exactly. You can return. So I think it's really tricky. I mean, he's at best, I mean, he's an inventor. He invented something great and useful. I always felt like the skills of a CEO were sort of a different set of skills until you've really had a bunch of experience really balancing the needs of your employees, needs of your customers, the needs of your technology, and then the needs of those many, many shareholders out there.
And so, Henry Blodgett, what do we know about these kind of inventors, innovators, these identities that are so famous in the American public? What do we know about what kind of managers they are?
Well, I think it's different in each case. I think that selling the previous description from Doug, selling Mark Zuckerberg a little bit short. I mean, I think that he has learned a tremendous amount about managing companies and what he has to do to be a leader over the last 8 years. He's built a great team underneath him. He has very carefully delegated the pieces of the business that he's not interested in, namely the business itself, the finances, the IPO, dealing with investors, to other executives who are supremely talented. He, meanwhile, has focused on Facebook service. And thus far, in his 8 years at the helm of the company, he's had a very good vision for where things are going and how the product should work. And so people should be very encouraged by that. To Doug's larger point, though, Mark is completely in control of the company. And he has made it very clear that his priority is Facebook's social mission, not its business. And that should scare any investor.
Why scare them?
Because it's heresy on Wall Street.
Oh.
Most CEOs
right.
are supposed to say, what I get up in the morning for and every minute of the day is focused on creating shareholder value, which translates to a higher stock price tomorrow than the stock price today. Mark Zuckerberg really does not care about that. What he cares about is funding the social mission of Facebook. And yes, there is already a very good business there, but I think, as with Jeff Bezos at Amazon, over the next several years, Mark Zuckerberg is going to make decisions that are going to drive short-term investors crazy, and there's nothing that they will be able to do about it.
So that's Henry Blodgett of Business Insider. Let me go back to you, Douglas Rushkoff. Clearly, you're not going to compare Steve Jobs to Mark Zuckerberg, except to the extent that they both seem to be very hands-on. They both seem to be relatively controlling over what happens, and they were able to innovate, probably because of youth and energy. They were able to innovate, whereas other companies go public and they kind of turn stale. Wouldn't that be a plus in Zuckerberg's column?
Yeah, it would be a plus. I mean, I think you have to compare Mark Zuckerberg and Steve Jobs, because Mark Zuckerberg's going to be running a company that's on a par with Steve Jobs and at the same or younger age. Where I get concerned, I come from the innovation and social side as opposed to the business side. You know, I prefer shareholders who would actually take a long-term view. But what I was hoping for was a kind of a more innovative IPO. You know, I remember when Google did its IPO and everyone got all upset because they were letting regular people sort of kind of decide what the share price would be. People would auction and put in different prices, and the price was sort of the price was arrived at in a fashion analogous to the way Google itself arrived at its search results. And I felt like if he was going to come in and really kind of shake things up, what about coming up with a more social way to develop an IPO rather than just going, you know, through the standard channels?
Oh, that's Douglas Rushkoff, author of Programmer Reprogrammed, 10 Commands for a Digital Age. Well, Henry Blodgett, maybe you can lay some of the investors' concerns to rest then. I mean, Mark Zuckerberg himself has said if you want to value Facebook, you have to think about, like Douglas said, 5 years from now, 10 years from now. Is that something, that kind of long-term view that a CEO needs? Is that a sign of maturity?
I think it's great. I think it's great for the country. I think it's great for the company. I think it's great for Facebook users. Again, this is exactly what Jeff Bezos has done his entire career at Amazon, and it is no accident that Amazon is the best surviving company out of the 1990s. He is always focused on that. So that's great. The question is whether that is good for shareholders in the near term. And I think to answer that question, all you got to do is look at Amazon stock over the last 15 years. It has had many, many periods where it has done terribly. And lots of people have gotten disgusted and sold the stock, so forth. So I think a similar thing will happen with Facebook. And I think that there are some trends in Facebook's numbers right now that should be of concern to investors, namely the fact that the company's business is decelerating rapidly. It already has incredibly high profit margins, which means that it's hard for those profit margins to go much higher. And then you have this major shift to mobile that Facebook has already come out and admitted that they can't monetize mobile the same way they can on the desktop. So those three things together should give anybody pause, even if you think that Facebook is going to be an amazing company in 5 to 10 years.
So, Henry, Facebook IPO of $100 billion?
Yes.
You think it's going to make it?
I think they will. I think that we're getting early reports that are mixed about the reception, but you always get those. And really what that is the potential buyers are playing the press and the bankers are playing the press. We'll know at the end of the week where it prices. And in terms of considering an investment, to me, it's all about where the price is. There is a level at which it would make no sense to invest.
Henry Blodgett, CEO, Editor-in-Chief of Business Insider. Stay with us for a minute, Henry. Douglas Rushkoff, author of Program or Be Programmed, 10 Commands for Digital Age. Thanks to both of you. We're wondering, you out there, how much would you bet on Mark Zuckerberg? 28 years old, is he the right person to lead this company? Would you invest? 8778, my take.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.